Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we like to send you on your way with a little something-something called PMI. It's three different stories from Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix. One's a positive, one's a minus, and one's just a little bit interesting. It's PMI. Who's got the P today?
I got the P today.
Katie has the P.
This is such a fascinating story about a couple who sold their house to live and work remote on cruise ships. They say it's cheaper than being homeowners. What?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay. They're living on a cruise ship?
Yeah. So
full time.
Katrina and Kevin Middleton say they have saved thousands by living at sea instead of on land. They sold their home and since have lived and worked remotely from cruise ships. So they say it's the best decision they could have made. They're happier. There was a little bit of a learning curve at the beginning because they're from overseas, right? They lived over in the UK before they started all this. And they said the biggest hurdle they had to get over was they still had to work for UK time, right? Like, so when they were working, it still had to be during the time that it was in the UK. So that was the biggest thing that they had to deal with. Outside of that, they are loving life. They say that they get to take vacations pretty much every single day because they're docking at different places. It's completely saved them on insurance. That was the biggest thing because once they sold their home and their car, then they didn't have that big old insurance bill on top of it. So they have saved so much money. And there's doctors on board. There's everything on board you would need. And they get to go travel the world, new food each and every day.
Sometimes they get to drive the ship.
They make new friends all the time.
They said,
like, this is the best thing they've ever done for their life. And I've always thought that.
What a neat idea.
Such a neat idea.
And you're getting paid.
You're getting paid. And anyone who wants to travel and has thought, like, how could I ever travel the way I want? Because I have to work and I have to do this. Well, if your job is one that you could do remote, and we found out not too long ago that there's a lot of jobs you can do remotely. If yours is one of them, and this is something that intrigues you, it could save you money.
What a neat idea.
And make you happy. I loved it. I loved everything about it. So
I wonder if it would get old, though, too. You know, it's like you have no new scenery for a lot of the time because you're just at sea and you're on the boat.
Yeah.
Like, if it would get boring, and then you're maybe hitting the same stops constantly,
well,
so then at some point...
That's the thing, is you go on different cruise ships then. There's different
cruise ships. You hop around, I guess.
Because you don't have anything. You've got your suitcases, you sold all your belongings, you don't have anything. That in itself
is
so
not a bad idea.
Appealing to me to not have things.
I know,
love that idea.
A buddy of mine is actually, it's a different circumstance because he still has a house here, you know. But he's a comic on cruise ships. So he goes, and that's his full-time job, is he's on cruise ships for, you know, 300 days a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to lunch with him recently. He's like, it's fine. He's like, it gets really old. He's like, and then people don't understand that he's like, they're like, you got to be living the life. You're probably snorkeling and you're getting off on each stop and doing all the activities and da-da-da-da. He's like, well, no, because he's like, I'm making money doing this on the cruise ship. I can't go then blow my paycheck at every port and do all the activities and stuff. He's like, I got to stay back and save my money because this is my job.
Well,
so I don't, it's a little different.
It is because he's working for
he's
the cruise ship.
He's working for the cruise line, but his thing was, he's like, it gets old.
Well, yeah.
He's like, and believe it or not, the tourists, he's like, you get sick of all the tourists.
I would have to think his situation would be a lot like Groundhog Day, where you're living the same day over and over. Like, at least theirs is a little different than that.
Kinda.
You know, like, they can go on different cruise ships. They're not tied to one that he has to then give his same stand-up routine every day to the different group of people. That would get old, I think. Yeah.
But then you'd be like, another day making these goofy bunnies out of towels and leaving them on the bed. Another day. A flamingo towel.
I think it'd be at least fun to try for a year.
Hey,
especially
why not?
Someone like me who doesn't even own a home, like, I wouldn't
have
to.
Yeah, you could
get,
totally do it.
You know, like,
no, I would, kids holding you back.
I would love to go do something like
single?
That.
Single?
That'd be fun.
Hooking up with dudes at every port?
See, that's where I'm going to find my man on a ship somewhere.
That's my man.
Doing stand-up routines.
That's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, what's the minus?
This is the weirdest thing I have read all day. An Austrian man known as King of the Freaks, Malt Dunzer, just set a Guinness World Record by threading the most balloons through his nose and out his mouth.
I was reading this.
What even inspires anybody to do this. He said now he was safe. He did extensive research on what balloons would hold together the best, and he did coat them with a light oil to get them through the nose hole and out the mouth hole.
He might have 30.
I don't understand what caused him to do this, but he did set the world record. He did it 10 times through his nose and out his mouth in 60 seconds. So good on you, King of the Freaks.
What do you mean? So he went, he would so he pushed push it through his nose and then pull it out.
And then pull it out his mouth 10 times.
Hey, why not?
In 60
seconds. He's
got
allergies, that's why. It's like a pipe cleaner.
Does it clean it? There.
Yeah, he's cleaning them out. That's how he stumbled upon this.
Does he have to do each nostril?
I would think so.
Does he then make a little giraffe out of that balloon? Like, how does it work?
Can he do it with pasta?
A paschetti noodle.
That might tickle.
Ooh.
I think all this would tickle. Gross.
It's tickly, but it's pasta. It's delicious. Yeah. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Grab your old aunt and your grandma. Make sure they are listening because apparently the United States Postal Service is under financial crisis right now.
Oh, no.
They lost $9 billion last year. And since 2007, they've lost more than $100 billion. Ain't nobody mailing nothing right now. So the cost to mail a first-class envelope, a stamp, 78 cents right now, right? They want to bump that up to about 90 to 95 cents. Why not just roll it up to a buck at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to raise prices to a dollar, mostly because, you know, everything is costing more to deliver, especially to rural areas. You're talking about gas and maintenance and just getting people out there that far. So, yeah, they're thinking about a dollar. And to couch this, they say, well, we're not as bad as France and England. France, it's about $3 to mail something. And England, $2.50.
Okay, why is it free to get stuff from Amazon? Can Amazon deliver our mail? Would
it's
that
probably
fix
worked
everything?
Into the cost. I mean, and if you're paying for Prime, you're paying for some of the shipping in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Katie,
nothing's ever free. Nothing
Amazon
is free.
Can Amazon take this over?
No.
Free shipping, like, yeah. But they
seems
just
like they've got it on.
They just up the price of your product by a couple bucks, yeah. And that's what they're throwing at shipping.
Oh.
But anyway, if you're looking to mail a letter, pretty soon it's just going to cost you a full dollar to send that off. Oh, your grandma just clutched her pearls right now. Oh, say it ain't show, Jeremy. Say it ain't shows.
Not a dollar.
I remember the last time I mailed something.
I know. You could just email it, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?